We've always heard that football is a masculine sport. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Russ Crawford, professor of history at Ohio Northern University, says women also play the game and their numbers are increasing.
Tackle football is viewed as a masculine sport. But while male participation rates are down, an increasing number of females are entering the gridiron. Even after passage of Title IX, girls still often had to do battle in the courts before they could take the field. Adult women cleared a path for greater participation. In 1965, the Women's Professional Football League gave women a chance to play. The Toledo Troopers dominated the league through much of its history. They won 7 championships between 1971 and 1977. The league folded in 1979, and nearly 20 years passed before semi-pro play resumed. In 1989, the Minnesota Vixen and the Lake Michigan Minx brought it back by playing a series of barnstorming games. Today, the two main leagues in the U.S. are the Women's Football Alliance with 65 teams and the Independent Women's Football League with 16. The game is growing for high school girls as well. Last year, more than 2,000 girls played on mostly male teams. There are also 4 all-girls leagues in the U.S. and Canada. These include leagues in Utah, Indiana, Manitoba, and New Brunswick. Internationally, women play American football in more than 30 countries. The U.S. dominates the game. They have won the gold medal at all 3 International Federation of American Football World Championships. Under the leadership of USA Football, efforts are underway to address that. Since 2014, the Women's World Games have brought athletes from around the world, 16 countries in 2018, to America in order to learn the finer points of the game. Historically, if anyone has built a program, they have come ready for some football.
That was Russ Crawford of Ohio Northern University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.